It's a tense time in Washington, D.C. The entire U.S. Capitol complex was locked down for a short time this morning because of a small fire at a nearby bridge. The Secret Service later said there was no threat to the public, but the response to the deadly riot on January 6th has completely transformed this city. Thousands of National Guard troops patrol the streets ahead of Wednesday's inauguration. Tall fences, barbed wire, barricades block off the heart of the Capitol. Let's take a quick look with WAMU's Jordan Pascal. He's in downtown D.C. Jordan, what exactly happened this morning when the Capitol shut down?
Good afternoon. Yeah, we saw billows of really dark gray smoke coming south of the Capitol, and obviously the entire city is on high alert for anything, so that was alarming. D.C. Yeah. Fire reported it was only a fire of a tent of some people experiencing homelessness under a bridge there, but no injuries, but certainly a scare for a city on edge.
Your nerves are definitely on edge. And you've been out there. How strange is it?
It is strange. I was down here Saturday, which felt more of almost like a curiosity. Like people were walking dogs and having coffee and just seeing the scene. I think there's a lot of curiosity of what's going on. Today feels a lot more locked down, and it will feel a lot more locked down going ahead. Right now I'm in between Union Station and the Capitol, and we've got National Guard vehicles, we've got National Guard members with long guns, we've had helicopters, and tons of media. So it's just a scene like no other.
Well, and police feared right-wing protests yesterday. That did not happen. We're reading that at social media sites, some of the insurrectionists are telling their followers, don't go to the protests. It's a potential trap. But are there still fears about protests planned for Inauguration Day Wednesday?
Yeah, I mean, authorities are investigating just kind of general threats online, but there's nothing specific that, you know, like January 6th again, but still the highest security that the district's ever seen. And there are some protest areas for people that have permits from national parks. They'll be able to have 100 people have First Amendment demonstrations, but I don't think we should see. I think you'd be pretty stupid to try a January 6th with just this level of security that they've got going on now.
Yeah. We only have a couple seconds, Jordan. Are people worried or are they more angry? What's the sense?
Yeah, I mean, you know, my neighborhood is normal. Nothing's changed, but downtown and Capitol Hill, I mean, people are a little anxious. They're mad at the amount of security. They feel like it's maybe a little bit overkill, considering what we've got going on.
Well, and there wasn't enough on the 6th. WAMU's Jordan Pascal, thank you.
Thank you.